We welcome into the program our friend from ABC6 in Providence, the man who's got more Sportscaster of the Year hardware than Home Depot. It's Nick Coit with us. Hello, Nick.
Oh, Rich. Oh, that's very nice of you. Though I was going to open by saying, I wish my name was as cool as Marion Ravenwood. I can't believe I'm on the same show as Karen Allen here. Like, man, oh, man, what a show.
It's just, well, you know, she's probably saying the same thing about you.
Oh, definitely. Definitely happening, of course.
How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Rich. Yeah, I'm actually, I just stepped into the station for first day off, back in after 10 days off here for vacation. So I feel refreshed, ready to go, and glad to be talking with you to kick off my day. It's nice.
We were talking about you yesterday. I don't know if your ears were burning from this far away.
Oh, really? With who? Uh-oh.
Oh, just the crew here, and we were talking about how, low those many years ago when you were working up here at Channel 5, that everybody knew you were going places, that you had it together at a young age, and you have exceeded expectations, but and then not, because we all knew you were going to do great things, and you continue to dazzle and amaze.
Well, it's very flattering that my name would come up in conversation. I'm glad that it wasn't the butt end of a joke. That's very nice. But yeah, believe me, I still fondly all this time talk about my time in Bangor. I actually just had a visit with a couple of friends that used to work up there as well, too. So, yeah, it's always fun to think back on my time, and I can't believe it'll be 10 years, I think, in December since I wrapped up at WABI. So time flies. It really does.
I know exactly how old it is as I'm looking right down the hall at my son, because you filled in for me when he was born, and that dude is 9 and a half, man.
That's unbelievable. Wow. All that time. And I was sleeping on friends' couches to do so. Oh, yeah. I've definitely grown from then. I think I put it together with you.
Well, let's see. A lot going on. Let's start with the Red Sox. I think all we wanted at the beginning of the season was for them to be interesting and reasonably competitive. And certainly the last few weeks, they've given us all of that.
It's, you know, I keep saying it, and I'm trying to come up with a new line to use on the air, Rich. The Red Sox this year are like the Godfather 3. It's like just when you think they're out, they pull you back in, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And then they pull you back in. They're going on this great stretch here before the All-Star break, after the All-Star break, and then they drop 2-3 in Oakland. You're like, oh, not now. Not when we're thinking about we're firmly saying, yes, you should buy at the deadline. You're in it. You look good. Some of these young players have taken a step forward. And then you lose 2 out of 3 to the Oakland A's. Like, oh, my gosh, why? Why? Don't do that to us. So, yeah, they're like the Godfather 3 for me this year. But I think they are firmly in the race right now, this close to the deadline, Rich. I call them buyers from, you know, just to where they're at. I think it makes total sense. And, you know, add to the squad you have, and you never know. You're in the mix.
Now, Yeah, they won't be sellers. I'm hoping they'll be buyers. But then I saw some comments from Sam Kennedy today that getting our players healthy is more important than making trades.
Well, I think he's hinting at Trevor Story, and I get it. And that would be a good addition for this team if he's healthy, swinging the bat well down the stretch. It would certainly, hopefully, stabilize the middle of the infield at least a little bit, because it's just been such an adventure in the middle of the infield for the Red Sox this year. And I, you know, part of it I think was not a great plan going into the season. Part of it has just been execution too. Part of it's been injuries. So, you know, hopefully they don't just bank on the, you know, and give us the whole, well, he's an addition, and it's like, well, yes, he's an addition, but you already had him. So go out and get something else. Cause I don't want guys coming out of the bullpen and pitching 2 innings to start games all the time. Like that shouldn't happen. You should have guys that are quote unquote starters. It works. It's happened in baseball before. You should stick with some of those. Maybe go out and get another one. That's probably a good idea.
I like that approach. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's great to have Trevor Story coming back, But even if they return sometime in August, can we really have much faith in the durability of Chris Sale or Garrett Whitlock?
Exactly. And that's why you should go out and get some more insurance there. Believe me, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I heard somebody that said, well, you know, they're going to get Chris Sale back. I'm like, really? Are you really falling into that pit again? Like, whatever he gives you at this point is gravy, because it's like, can you really trust him to stay healthy, stay on the field, stay on the mound, and be reliable? The answer is no. And I like Chris Sale. I do. I like him. When he's going right, it makes you good. But you can't rely on him. You got to go out and get somebody that's going to be able to start every 5 days and make it to October. And he hasn't been able to do that much. Even the year that he did make it to October and they recorded the last out of the MLB season, which was by him, he even then had some struggles getting there. So go out and add somebody else. Don't just bank on guys coming back.
Who's the most pleasant surprise on this year's team from your perspective?
Duran.
Yeah.
I would say Duran. I thought the kid couldn't bounce back from, you know, what was, you know, a really rocky season last year. And it wasn't just on the field. It was, you know, some of the comments that he's making after the game and whatever, but I give the kid a ton of credit. He worked on himself. He worked on his game. He worked on himself as a person and how he presents himself as a major leaguer. And I think it's night and day. And when he's playing like this, he can be a real threat for you, a real threat. Like we saw when he was in AAA and coming up, like, you know, that Jaron Duran is exactly, I think, what the Red Sox would want in a player like that. And yeah, he's been the pleasant surprise for me, because a lot of the stuff that he went through last year is stuff that, you know, not a lot of guys can come back from, and he did, and he's really shined.
Nick Coit with us here on Downtown. Is Bill Belichick in trouble if the Patriots don't have a better season this year?
Boy, as we get closer to camp, all these things are heating up and hot takes and whatnot. Look, Tommy Curran is as plugged in as anybody down there. And so if he's saying that Bill Belichick has a warm seat, then, you know, I think it makes sense. It's funny because looking at the reaction from, like, local people here in New England compared to, like, national media, is like, oh, I'm a hot seat. It's like, well, no, if you've been paying attention the last 3 years, Tom Brady walks out the door and they have been to one playoff game and they got absolutely clobbered. And look, after 3 years, and after, really though, after the results of the result, after last year's debacle offensively, if I'm the Kraft, I'm looking at that, and how can you not look at that and say, okay, if Bill had a quote-unquote freebie, of sort of a thing to try, he used it up, right? And if they go out and they're a 6-7 win team next year or this fall, I mean, how can you not look at it and say, okay, where are we going? Like, and if Mac Jones doesn't have the bounce back season that you're hoping he does under Bill O'Brien, you're asking yourself a lot of questions. The further you get away from the Tom Brady era and all the success in the last Super Bowl and let alone playoff win, the more you sort of examine it. And, you know, I think it's going to look better this year. I think the Patriots are going to have a bounce back year. I don't know how many wins that's going to equal, but, you know, I think they are. Can the seat be warm? Yeah, I think so, especially if they don't have a great year.
You know, we always assume that maybe there was some jealousy, perhaps too strong a word, but maybe whether it was Brady or whether it was Belichick that was most responsible for their success. But was Bob Kraft looming in the background thinking, well, actually, it's me?
I mean, who doesn't want a slice of the pie in some of these things, right? Everybody's got an ego. We know it. You know, believe me, Rich, in our business, we know nothing about that.
No.
No, everybody's got, you know, an ego, you know, but I think as a trifecta, these guys, I think they all needed each other to have the success that they've had, you know, and, you know, how much you want to slice it toward the quarterback, the coach, the owner, you know, that's up to you. And I think that's probably changed over the last couple of years, especially when the quarterback went somewhere else and won another Super Bowl. But, you know, yeah, everybody wants to slice of the pie. And I'm sure the owner, he wants it, you know, a little bit there too, just like the coach.
That's Nick Coit, ABC6 Providence. Nick, great to talk with you again. Welcome back from vacation, and we'll catch up with you before too long.
What a way to start. I feel refreshed, revived, and ready to go, Dr. Kimball.
That's what we try to do around here. Glad we could help out, and when you need it, we'll be here for you.
Thank you, my friend, as always.
You got it. See you, Nick. Nick Coit with us on Downtown.